grandfather, the first time I heard the word spider, I guess that's the word you're looking for. My grandfather told me to tell my first cousin to put fire under the spider. And I told her, and I laughed my head off. I went to her and I said, I told her name was Annabelle. I said, Annabelle, the priest called my grandfather Mr. Mose. He was actually my step-grandfather. He wasn't my, he was married to my grandmother after my grandfather and her separated. I said, Mr. Mose said to put fire under the spider. And I was laughing my head off. And she saw he meant frying pan boy. But I didn't know what a spider, that's the first time I've heard it.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I was a boy.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're talking about if you said spider.
Yeah.
Now I do know.
Yeah.
But we call it frying pan. That's all I ever did call it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The older people use the term spider.
Okay.
There are still a few people that younger generation that still uses it, but most of those that were raised by elderly people that use that term.
They might use it for the flat kind too?
Yeah, for all of them.
Uh-huh.
They call it spider.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's, I'm kind of looking at, you know, what words people have for things now, and also if you remember any older words that your grandparents might have used or something, you know, that's interesting too, you know. Just to see how many people remember all those old terms. But lots of times they die out, you know, among the younger people. So, what about for washing the dishes? When you wash them in the sink, you have a dish pan.
You have a sink, dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Well, we mostly use the sink. Very seldom we use a dishwasher because just about got to wash it anyhow to put it in the dishwasher, and I don't see no sense in that. And then we don't, with three plates, three forks, two or three spoons, one or two forks, I don't, it's not, it don't make sense to use it. So the only time we use it, like on our church anniversary, and we invite a lot of company down, or doing something like a family reunion when we have a lot of company. On occasions like Christmas or Thanksgiving, when we have a lot of company, we'll use, you know, put it, use the washing machine. I call the stuff we use the washing is detergent.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather used to have a word, Perlene. Have you ever heard that one?
That must have been some kind of brand or something.
No, it was. It was just detergent, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He called it Perlene. I didn't ever know how he spelled it or nothing. But it was Perlene.
How about that? Well, I hadn't heard that one.
And every now and then I use it, you know.
Uh-huh.
To, you know, but everybody, I've used it so much in here that everybody know what I'm talking about. I said, bring me the Perlene. You know, and now I think it was something to wash clothes in. I don't think it was a detergent, like to wash dishes.
Uh-huh.
It was something to wash clothes in, but then they called it Perlene. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And what kind of cloth would you use to wash them?
We call it dishcloth.
How about for drying?
Dish towel. Most of my daughter, she leaves it in and let it dry itself, and then she put it
on. That's the easiest way. And what about different kinds of sacks and so forth? Do you use those sacks that have the that are made of burlap?
Clover bags.
Yeah.
Clover sack.
Yeah. What do you use those for?
Well, we did a little caulking just, I'd say in February, I think we did most of it this year. And we had to put them in sacks, and that's what they sent us to put them in. Years gone by, we used drums, 55-gallon drums that they used to put crabs in.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they wanted us to bag the conchs.
Hmm.
And ship them in bags.
Shell and all?
Shell, the whole works. Just like you catch it.